This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Medicare for all. It would cost America over $30 trillion, according to some estimates, over just the next decade. I mean, it's $3 trillion a year. That's as big as the entire federal budget right now. So I guess double all the spending to cover all the healthcare costs for everybody. Free healthcare, including covering illegal aliens and, you know, every pre-existing condition, every case of cancer, everything. And the thing is, as much as I want people to be healthy, you think about why do people have these diseases? It's because of the toxic food supply. You go into the grocery store, it's all toxic garbage. It's processed junk food that people are buying every day for every meal. And they're depleted in minerals and important nutrients that they need, you know, plant-based nutrients. And they don't have enough omega-3s, and people are living on junk and crap. And then as a result, they expect to have free healthcare coverage to cover the cost of the diseases that their bodies have expressed because of the horrible health habits they have. People want to drink soda and diet soda, which is even more toxic. And people want to sit on the couch all day and have a sedentary lifestyle. And they want to smoke or use recreational drugs or all these other things. And then they want the taxpayers to pay for it. That makes no sense. And the junk food marketers, they lobby the government to keep all their junk food legal, all the toxic ingredients, the high fructose corn syrup, the sodium nitrite that causes cancer, all these toxins, aspartame, MSG, all these toxic ingredients, partially hydrogenated, genetically modified soybean oil. It's all legal to put in the food supply, even though it's making everybody sick. It's causing pandemics of cancer and heart disease and type 2 diabetes. And infertility, by the way, and kidney disorders and cognitive dysfunction leading to Alzheimer's and dementia, on and on and on. And of course, all these foods are saturated with pesticides, organophosphate chemicals that are essentially chemical weapon systems. That's why they kill bugs, by the way, on the crops, because they're chemical weapons that attack the nervous system. How do you think they kill the bugs? What do you think, these chemicals are nice to humans but deadly to bugs? No, they're non-selective. They're deadly to all neurology, whether it's bug neurology or human neurology or what have you, birds, you name it. So these companies that make all this toxic food, they lobby all the lawmakers and they make sure that they can keep selling their food, even though it's their toxic food ingredients that are going to bankrupt this nation, because everybody wants free healthcare to fix the diseases that are caused by the toxic food. Isn't it incredible? And of course, the healthcare system is a for-profit system, so there's money for them to make in cancer. They make a massive fortune off of cancer treatments. There's money in the pharmaceutical industry, obviously. They make money with heart transplants, and they make money on diabetes with all the diabetes drugs and the cholesterol drugs. So the toxic food industry feeds the profits of the toxic healthcare industry. They're making all this money while people are suffering and dying, and the country's going broke, and cities and states are going broke, and even corporations are struggling with this, because who can afford to cover all the healthcare costs of a diseased population whose health is being systematically destroyed by a toxic food supply and a toxic medical system? And if you think about it, I've spent the last 20 years of my life fighting against the system, trying to educate people how to be healthy. If America had listened to people like me, and there are a lot of us out here who are promoting healthy eating and healthy habits, we could avoid the $30 trillion in healthcare costs that would be a Medicare for all type of situation. We could avoid these sky-high health insurance costs. We could avoid the human suffering and the loss of life and the shortened lifespans we know how to save America, and it starts with keeping its people healthy. I mean, I know we can talk about liberty, and that's important. We can talk about national security. That's crucial. We can talk about the rule of law, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. But if you're dead from cancer, that it doesn't even matter. You need to, the people have to be kept healthy, which means that we need really a massive nationwide reforming of the food supply. Why is the government subsidizing corn and subsidizing high fructose corn syrup? Why is the government making toxic foods cheaper? I mean, it's insane. If we're going to subsidize anything, and by the way, I don't agree with government subsidies on specific foods, but if we were going to subsidize something, shouldn't it be like organic vegetables? Or, you know, subsidize the good stuff that's going to keep people healthy. Organic whole grains. How about that? And why do we have a food stamp system that gives free money to over 40 million Americans to go to any convenience store or grocery store or Walmart and buy toxic soda, toxic cookies, processed food on taxpayer money? That's insane, but that's the SNAP program, food stamp program. That's what exists right now in America. Taxpayer-funded processed junk food for the masses. The very same people who also can't afford to pay their own healthcare costs, so those costs are going to fall on the taxpayers too. Why are we paying money for people to buy junk food that promotes cancer and diabetes and heart disease when we're going to have to also cover all the healthcare costs of all those people and all the diseases that are caused by the toxic food that we paid for in the first place? Doesn't make any sense at all, does it? No sense at all. So here I propose something because I like to offer solutions. How about a food stamp program that only offers free food if it's healthy? So if you want free food because you're starving, because you're low income, you're living in poverty, okay, let's have compassion for those people. But the food stamp program should only fund healthy, wholesome foods. No more soda, no more cookies and cakes, no more sugared up children's breakfast cereal. None of that garbage. No more white bread. You want free food? We're happy to help, but it should be whole grains and legumes and organics and fruits and vegetables that are fresh, not a bunch of processed crap. Because the processed junk food companies, they love the food stamp program. That's what makes them all their money. Because the people buying the food are spending other people's money. So they're not even that price sensitive, really. And they're certainly, they don't care if it's healthy or not. They just want bulk. So that's what the food companies give them, bulk garbage that causes disease. So that's reform number one, is the food stamp program. Let's have free food, but healthy food for low-income people. Okay, secondly, stop subsidizing all the corn. Because the corn becomes usually GMO processed corn, high fructose corn syrup, all these, you know, processed foods. Corn is in so many products at the grocery store. And it's GMO corn. So it's loaded with insecticide that causes what? Oh, chronic disease, of course. So why are we subsidizing toxic corn? If we're going to subsidize something, have the government subsidize organic vegetables or organic fruits. Or how about no subsidies? How about get the government out of the business of picking winners and losers in the free market of the food supply? How about that? Let's just have consumers decide what they want on a level playing field, where if you want to buy cheap sugared up corn products, they're no longer as cheap as they used to be because now you're paying the real price. No subsidies. How about that? And why? I don't even understand this. Why do we still have sodium nitrite in the food supply, even though it causes cancer? It's in all the processed meat. It's in the bacon. It's in the beef jerky. It's in the ham, the sausage, the pepperoni pizza. It's in all the processed meat. And it causes cancer. It causes leukemia, it causes brain tumors, it causes colorectal cancer, and it causes pancreatic cancer. And then everybody demands the government should pay for their pancreatic cancer treatments and their colorectal cancer treatments that are caused by the sodium nitrite. It's insane. And by the way, you can block the formation of nitrosamines by taking vitamin C. So that if you do eat a piece of beef jerky or a piece of bacon that's got sodium nitrite in it, you could take some vitamin C at the same time and it would block the cancer-causing effects. So why doesn't the government offer vitamin C to the population? If you're going to subsidize something, subsidize vitamin C. Have free vitamin C for everybody, and while you're at it, have some free vitamin D. And that right there would save the government billions of dollars, maybe hundreds of billions of dollars over time, maybe trillions of dollars over a decade, just by preventing disease through the use of vitamin C and vitamin D. And the message should be that every Black person in America should take vitamin D, because Black people aren't getting enough sunlight, because their dark skin pigmentation blocks ultraviolet radiation. That's one of the functions of dark skin pigmentation, is to protect you from excess sun that causes, you know, DNA damage, DNA mutations. So Black people have natural sunscreen. But when they live indoors and they're not outside a lot, they get not enough sunlight and they become vitamin D deficient. And they get more aggressive cases of prostate cancer and breast cancer. That costs everybody more money to treat and causes human suffering. We should have free vitamin D for all people, but especially vitamin D for people with dark skin pigmentation. But you don't hear any talk about that, and there's not even an education effort. And what about all the Latinos and Hispanics in America who are diabetic because they're drinking soda? Don't you know that Latinos have a genetic predisposition to diabetes if they eat a high-carb diet or drink liquid sugars? Why isn't there a message to reach out to the Hispanic community? Hey, don't become diabetic, because it sucks when you have to amputate your feet. So don't drink soda if you're Latino or Hispanic in origin. You know, there's all kinds of things that we could do to help people and prevent disease and save money and make life happier for everybody. But none of these things get any traction, because the establishment, and here's the big aha in all of this, the establishment doesn't want you to be healthy. The establishment wants you to be diseased, because that's where they make their money, is off of your suffering. It's the opposite of what I teach. I teach how to be healthy, how to prevent disease, how to not need the pharmaceutical companies, how to stay out of the doctor's office because you don't need them, because you're living healthy. You have good longevity. You have good function of your brain and your body. Because you're not poisoning yourself with soda and cancer-causing processed meats and partially hydrogenated oils and all these toxic ingredients that are available at every grocery store. And all the coupons that you find are always for the toxic products, it seems, right? You can also buy these products at Walgreens and CVS and pharmacies and grocery stores. It's all toxic crap. But nobody is telling the people how to avoid disease. Well, only a few people, like myself, a few others, and we are all blacklisted by the tech giants. Imagine that. We are the ones who are censored. We who have the message of how to save America financially and how to save the health of Americans and how to have real compassion for people by ending human suffering, we are the ones who are singled out for censorship and slander and defamation and attacks, because we want people to be free from the trap of toxic medicine and toxic food. And that's America today. That's what it has become. A nation that punishes good people and promotes toxic evil. It promotes suffering and disease, because that's the profit center for the big, powerful industries that give campaign donations to the lawmakers, the corrupt, filthy, infested lawmakers in Washington, D.C., that would rather see you die than for them to lose a campaign donation. That's how disgusting those lawmakers are in Washington, D.C. That's why we got to defeat them all, get them all out of office. They're not helping our country at all. Keep reading my website to stay informed, naturalnews.com. And of course, I also publish health.news for consumer health information. Check it out, health.news. And you can hear my podcast at Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Stay healthy. Share this message. Most of the vitamin C available on the market today is made from genetically modified corn. If you want non-GMO vitamin C, get it from the Health Ranger store. We are certified non-GMO, lab tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology,
and a lot more. Check out our non-GMO vitamin C at healthrangerstore.com.